This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And we're just happy to be back with you folks at this time. We've gone on some new stations since we last met, maybe. We're bringing you a study now. We want to continue there in the revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation, we don't hear much about that, do we? Folks just have it abandoned because it's hard to understand, unusual. But it's not, my friend. It's just the revelation of Christ. And we were looking there in our last study at the persecuted church, the church at Smyrna. We brought you maybe one or two studies there, and we want to pick it up there again. Let's notice this fact. But before we do, let me give you my mailing address. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking. Let's notice about this church at Smyrna. Nowhere in this letter that he wrote to the persecuted church did Christ offer any solution to their problems. Nowhere did he give them one bit of encouragement that the persecution would soon be over and they would be given back their jobs or their property. Instead of holding out hope, he told them to get ready to die. Now, I often do that here in my congregation. I tell my folks, my people, over the radio, over my broadcast, over the tape families, I say, this world is getting ready to live. But I tell you folks, get ready to die. And I tell you there in my Trailblazer broadcast audience, let's get ready to die, folks. And that's what the Lord told this city. Listen, the hope of the born-again believer is Christ. And to know Him is the only thing that matters in this life. If we're called upon either to surrender voluntarily or under persecution to lose everything in the world that we have earthly, what else matters if we know the Lord? Because there, in that afterlife, we'll be like Him. And I told our folks tonight, recently in one of the night services, we're just pilgrims and strangers passing through this land. You know, when the apostle wrote that, talking about that, probably it was Peter, they were nomads, but we are earthbound, aren't we? We have so much going on now. People are so secure. They think about their long-term retirement, but they don't think about their soul. I have folks who are near and dear to me that worry more about their 401ks, their early retirement, their long-term retirement, but they do not think about their soul's welfare. And that's what the Lord told this church through the Apostle John. Get ready to die. In the 9th verse, he said, I know thy works. I know thy tribulation. I know thy poverty. I know the blasphemy of them which saith they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. There are three words here which reveal the true condition of that church. One is tribulation. Another is poverty. And the third is blasphemy of the Jews. This word, tribulation, reveals the pressure of persecution that these believers lived under. Everywhere they turned, lies were told on them. They were misrepresented. Their jobs were taken away. Their property confiscated until they were reduced to utter poverty. This word poverty does not mean poor in spirit, but it indicates actual beggary, bodily want. They were literally reduced to starvation. They were so boycotted by the pagan unbelievers and the unsaved religionists until they actually begged for a living. Have you ever seen a beggar? Have you ever known a beggar? I'm talking about a spiritual beggar, one who sees himself unworthy. Oh, we're so proud today, aren't we? Our religious folks are so proud. Don't many folks know anything about begging today, do they? No, but the Lord speaks often of it. And you know the Lord Jesus Christ, when He was here on this earth, much of His attention was paid to the beggarly elements of the world. Many of the parables were considering the beggars. And we think about old Lazarus there at the rich man's gate. Let's look at that just a moment. He lay there. We don't know how long he lay there. But the rich man passed by, day after day, sumptuously clothed in fine linen and purple. And it said the dogs came there and licked the sores. Their tongues helped the healing salve, as it were. And they licked the sores on this beggar. And the old rich man looked the other way. But one day, the beggar died and was carried into Abraham's bosom. Isn't that a gracious picture? That's what's going to happen to you and me, believer. Day by day, we look forward. I look forward to that day when the Lord says, enough. The Lord's going to say enough one day. We see all of the things taking place on this earth. Everything, there's no morals any longer. There's no kind of fellowship in the Lord any longer. It's dog-eat-dog world. It's a dog-eat-dog world, covered up by a little cloak of religion in many places. But we're gonna hear that shout one day. The Lord's going to say, come on home, folks, just like he did to old Enoch. He told old Enoch one day, they were walking there in the cool of the garden. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. They were walking out there in the cool of the day in the garden, and they walked on and walked on and walked on. And after a while, the Lord said, come on, Enoch. Come on, let's go home. It's too far to go back to your old house now. That's what's going to happen. Only thing is, you and I, we're not going to be walking literally with the Lord. Are you walking with him day by day through the paths of this life? Or are you living like hell? Are you living like you want to live and then expect to go be with the Lord? No, sir. You won't go. No, you say, Trailblazer, you're just too sarcastic and dogmatic. Well, the Bible is dogmatic. The Bible says any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's not my words. That's the words of our blessed Lord. And I know the scripture says you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. A pineapple, a bush don't grow tomatoes, does it? An apple tree don't throw off pears or bananas. No, no, my friend. And a child of God is Christ-like. You know why they called the early people, they didn't call them Baptists or Methodists or Presbyterians. They called them Christian. Why? Because they were like Christ. They were like Christ. They followed Christ. So we're just pilgrims and strangers here in this world. It matters not what happens. Oh, sure, most folks that I know of live comfortably, have a nice home and a nice car and a nice environment. But my friend, we're just pilgrims and strangers. We're not latched onto the. We're not joined at the hip with those things, are we? No, sir. We're not joined at the hip. And if you're joined to the hip with your bank account or your 401k, or you may not have nothing but a shack on the side of the road. But if that's the most important thing you have, then I ask you to search your heart, to make sure you're in the Lord. And I ask folks every now and then to go out in the backyard and dig up that old coffee can and send me $100 to help me with the broadcast here. Last week, I got a letter from a man. He said, Pastor, I'm out of a job. I don't have a nickel to send you because my shoebox is empty. But he said, and when I get a job, I'm going to help you with the broadcast. I appreciate your being true and honest with us. So if you would, my friend, you think about those things. Yes, they lost their social position. Every individual who ever gets saved loses his social position. I lost mine long time ago. Listen now. Now, then Christ says, I know the cause of all of this. It was caused by the blasphemy of those which say they're Jews and they're not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. I want you to notice there the contrast. The synagogue of Satan and the church of Smyrna. There were the wealthy, social, worldly praised, unsaved religionists who had plenty. They lacked nothing, living in their heyday. And Christ said, I see them. I know them. That's the synagogue of Satan. But then he looked over there and saw that little group of born-again believers reduced to poverty, begging for a living. Living in caves and mountainside and out there in the dens, driven from pillar to post, having no place to lay their heads. He said to them, I know, my children, I've been there. I was driven by that crowd. I was hunted like a wild beast of prey. And on one occasion he said, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ had no physical means of making a living, if you would? He had no bank account. He had no home to live in. No, the Lord provided those things. Someone took him in, fed him, clothed him, I'm sure he did. And but that's all of those things. But I just praise the Lord that we can look to the Lord day by day, night after night. And tell you, Christ said, I see them. I know that they're the synagogue of Satan. Then he looked over there and saw those poor, poverty-stricken, living in those caves and all. He said, I know, my children, I've been right there. I was persecuted by that same crowd. I was hunted like a beast of prey. They hounded me from my birth to the grave. They peddled every lie on me. They called me an imposter. They told me it was everywhere, told it around, that I was a wine bibber and a drunkard. And they failed not to tell folks that I was a gluttonous man. Everywhere I turned, they threw it up to me that I was a child of a harlot, an illegitimate child. Because I said to them, I am the Son of God. They arrested me, tried me, condemned me to death, and crucified me. But I'm alive now. I came forth from the grave. You look to me. This is what he's telling you and me today. Look to me. I understand every move that you make. My eye is upon you, my friend. He says, I want to tell you that you're rich. He told these folks that they're rich. They're rich. Those four little words are weighed with diamonds, but thou art rich. Thou art wealthy. I know that the world despises this church. I know the world looks down upon you. I know that they hate you. I see you starving to death, but I'm in the midst of you. Oh, my friend, the grace of God. Yes, through the grace of God, they were rich. Yet, for our sakes, he was rich. But for our sakes, he became poor. Yet, through poverty, you and I may become rich. He would say, my dear children, one day I was made to cry. The foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. I surrendered all that I had in heaven, gave up all of my glory, and came into this world owning nothing. Owning nothing. I had nothing. I was reduced to poverty and want. As a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so I opened not my mouth. But as your substitute, I went to the cross, paid the sacrificial price for your sins. I went to the grave, rose again victorious, that you, through my poverty, might become rich. He says, thou art rich. Now, my friend, let me tell you, if you know the Lord today, thou art rich. You may not have a dime in your pocket, two nickels to rub together. But if you know the Lord, you're rich in grace, rich in mercy, and you have all, you're entitled to all that the Father hath. Oh, no, I'm not talking about prosperity ministry. No, sir, that's all of Satan to dupe folks out of their money. But, my friend, if you know the Lord, if you know the Lord, then thou art rich. Thou art rich in grace. And I wish I had more time at this time to go into that a little deeper. And but we'll take it up in our next study. Remember, this is the Old Trailblazer. Remember, my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. And goodbye, and God bless you.
This month, Radio Missions is offering a new flash drive containing the original Old Trailblazer broadcasts as presented by Pastor L.R. Shelton in the early days of the ministry. These flash drives contain over 100 historic messages with sound effects. Each flash drive is $15 postpaid. For information, call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658.